This is the Solvable PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 257.
Welcome to the Solvable PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about quite a controversial topic. And that's whether you need to pay to play. And by that, I mean, if you have a big goal in your business, like you want to speak at a certain event, or you want to appear on a particular podcast, or if you want to connect with a particular influencer, whether you should be attending their events, whether you should be joining their memberships, whether you should be buying their courses or books or whatever they've got on sale so that you can make that connection and build up that relationship. So I'm going to be sharing some of my own experiences around that topic and, as usual, giving you some practical advice on how to pay to play if that's what you want to do, but also if you don't have the budget or the inclination, how you can still pay to play in your own way. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you that my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio, is open for just a few more days. So if you're listening in the future, this is the first week of May 2018. Now, if you don't know anything about my membership community, it's actually the most cost-effective way that you can work with me. So I work with members in a variety of ways to help them learn how to promote their business more effectively, so essentially they can make more money. So we have a number of types of resources. So we have a weekly office hour on a Wednesday afternoon, so you can pop along and ask me a question about anything to do with promoting your business more effectively. We also have a whole library of content. So we have key courses on blogging, on email marketing, on social media, on getting press coverage. We also have regular guest expert masterclasses. So whatever it is that you need help with, whether it's SEO, whether it's blogging, whether it's Facebook advertising, whether it's social media marketing, whether it's email marketing, whatever it is that you are finding challenging, I'll be bringing in an expert to help you get your head around it all. Something new that I'm introducing in the studio over the coming months is challenges. So you may well know, if you follow me online, that I've been running a really successful Facebook page engagement challenge. And as I was running, it's actually the third challenge that I've run. It just occurred to me that there's just something really special about working with people on a challenge. So if you're having to really put maximum effort in for 5 to 7 days, you know it's a kind of short and sharp burst, you can get quick results. It's just amazing. When I work with people like that, I just see such amazing results. So I thought, why don't I actually transfer that over to my membership? So over the next few months, I'll be starting to run a monthly challenge. So it will be on those all important things like email marketing, like Facebook engagement. We'll be doing challenges, I hope, on things like Twitter engagement, Facebook groups. So if you're somebody that likes to work in that way, you like to work with other people, you like to be accountable, you like to have other people around you so that you can measure how you're doing, then I think that you'll find my membership community a really, really useful resource. As well as the content on blogging, social media, email marketing, I also have a library of interviews with journalists from the likes of Grazia, from the BBC, from The Guardian, Huffington Post. So if you're interested in getting press coverage, then there are plenty of resources to help you with that too. So I know that it is a big decision to take to join a membership community. So I'm going to put a link to the Soulful PR Studio in the show notes. And if you're listening in the future, the name of my membership community is going to be changing soon, but don't worry, we'll adjust the link for you and we'll make sure that we send you to the right place. This is the last time you'll be able to join. I'm actually making quite a lot of changes to how I run my membership. And what I'm trying to do is to tie the PR and marketing activities that I think you need to do in order to promote your business and actually make some money. I'm trying to tie them much more closely to income goals. So I'm reorganizing the content in my membership so that you have content that is all about getting to your first 1K a month, then 2K a month, then 5K a month, then 10K a month, and really trying to make that link between the activities that you need to do in your marketing and PR and actually the bottom line of your business. So if that sounds of interest, I will put a link to that in the show notes. And now on with the main part of the show. So a few weeks ago, I posted a very controversial update on my LinkedIn page. And it went something like this. If you can't afford to buy a ticket for an event that you'd love to speak at, you're probably not ready to speak on that stage. Agree or disagree? Let me know in the comments below. Now, I've posted some pretty controversial updates on LinkedIn in the past, but I have to say that one was probably the most divisive. And in fact, lots of people disagreed with me. And I think the reason that that post was so divisive, and in fact, it upset quite a lot of people, was because I was touching on quite a sensitive subject that you have to consider if you're trying to build a business, and particularly if you're trying to build a business online. And that is the subject of whether you need to pay to play. Now, what I mean by that is this. If you want to get those big opportunities, so you want to speak on those big stages, you want to be invited to guest on the big influential podcast, or you just want to connect with big industry influencers in some way, should you have to pay to play? And by that, I mean, should you be attending events where you can connect with those kind of influencers in person? Should you be joining their programs? Should you be working with them in a coaching capacity? Now, I really believe that if you want to be successful in your business, you do have to pay to play. But when I talk about pay to play, I'm not necessarily talking about money, although often it does mean spending money. I'm talking about a philosophy and a mindset, which is about investing in yourself and not expecting that all the opportunities in life are going to come to you for free. That maybe you can just nab 5 minutes with that influencer. Maybe you can persuade them to have a coffee with you or give you a quick 15 minutes on Skype. Really accepting that if you want to be successful, you have to invest time, energy, and often money into being in the places that you need to be, meeting the right kind of people, learning, finding out about the events that you want to speak at, the podcast that you want to appear on, that you really need to give that some investment. So for me, it isn't about the money. It's more about a mindset and a way of doing business. And I think when I see people who aren't making the progress in their business that they'd like to, often they do have an aversion to pay to play. They are reticent. They're holding back from really investing in making the right connections, in being in the right places, in getting around the right kind of people. And that can often result in them being stuck in their business. So what I'm going to do in this episode, first off, I'm going to explain what I meant by that controversial statement, because actually in context, I think it will make a lot more sense to you. Then I'm going to talk about my pay-to-play journey, so how I've invested in myself to achieve some big goals over the last 3 years. I'm going to talk about what happens if you don't have the budget to pay-to-play. So maybe you don't have the budget to spend at events or to connect with influencers in person, like what you can do instead. And I'm also going to talk about why pay-to-play is a mindset and a philosophy. It isn't actually about money. So first off, what did I mean by that particular comment? Well, to put it in context, this was a line that I'd pulled out of a blog post, a very helpful blog post that I've written, which is about how to land high-profile speaking opportunities. And it's a really helpful post. I'll link to it in the show notes. But I just noticed as I was reading back through it one day that it has this really kind of controversial line. And I thought, wow, that would be really good for social media because that will really get people talking and it will divide people. But for me, that's a great social media post, one that really gets people engaged. And my comment really comes from my experience of running events and also being a speaker myself for many years. So I've been running my own live events from very small workshops up to big conference style events for up to about 15 years now, I think. And in the last few years, I've really niched down on running events for people who run their own businesses. And these events are often basically about marketing. They're about how to promote your business more effectively. So what often happens to me is this, that people see that I run events, so they drop me a line and they say, hey, Janet, I noticed that you're running an event in London. So in this case, I've got Media Influence Live coming up on July the 5th and 6th in London. So somebody will drop me a line and say, I think I would be a great speaker for your event. And here are the reasons why. So like any event organizer, I'll probably go and check them out. I'll have a look at their website. I might have a look at their social media profiles on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And often I will look at them and think, well, actually, no, I don't think they're ready. I don't think they're right, you know, quite at the right stage to speak at my event. So I'll go back to them and I'll say, thanks very much for your interest. I don't think you're yet at the right stage or have quite got the right expertise. But how about you come along to the event? How about you come and experience the event? You can meet myself and the team. You can get an understanding for how it works. And then if you want to pitch yourself to speak next year, you'll have a much better idea. And what they often say to me is, I can't afford it. I don't have the budget for a ticket. So just to put this into context, so Media Influence Live, it's a two-day event. The first day, we have journalists and influencers from the likes of The Guardian, from Grazia Magazine, BBC, ITV. This year, we've got YouTubers. We have got Emma Gannon, who hosts the Control Alt Delete podcast. We've got some really, really sort of big name speakers and people that, if you're looking to build your media influence, really useful for you to meet. And the second day, we're looking much more about how to actually pitch yourself and how to actually make those opportunities happen. So we do have some early bird discounts and some members discounts, but it's about £500 investment for the 2 days at the current price. And obviously, if you're traveling from somewhere else in the country, you might want to think about travel. You might have to put yourself up in a hotel. So, you know, it could be a considerable financial investment. So when somebody says to me, I can't afford to buy a ticket for your event, and my event is aimed at people who want to learn, you know, they're hungry to learn how to market themselves more effectively. And the reason they want to market themselves more effectively is because they want to make more money. So if somebody says to me, I can't afford to come to your event as a delegate, what they're telling me, whether this is true or not, what they're telling me is that their marketing is not yet effective enough. Because if their marketing was effective enough and they were making enough money, they would be able to make that investment to come as a fact-finding mission, if you like. They'd be able to buy a ticket and come to the event just to research it, just so they could understand what it was about. They could meet me, they could meet the rest of the team, and they could do their research for the following year, and they could start to build up the right connections and the right network. So when somebody says to me, I can't afford to buy a ticket for your event, what they're saying to me, whether this is true or not, is I'm not yet successful enough as a marketer because I'm not making enough money. So am I going to put that kind of person on the stage to give marketing advice to my audience? No, they've paid £500 for their ticket. They want to hear from really successful influencers who are already doing the kind of things that they want to be doing, and their marketing is effective enough so that they can actually invest. If there's an event that they want to speak at, they can invest in buying a ticket and getting along to that event. Now, I appreciate there are always going to be exceptions, and of course, charities and not-for-profit organisations is one that I can think of. But in my particular case, if somebody can't afford to attend my event as a delegate, their marketing is probably not effective enough. So I can't really put them on the stage to talk about marketing because their marketing, their sales funnel isn't yet working well enough. So that's just to give you the context. But a lot of people did disagree. And I had a couple of people, for example, who said things like, there was one lady and she said, well, you know, I just feel really annoyed because I'm a great speaker and I could get booked to speak at big events. But at the moment, I've got a small child and I'm choosing to work one day a week. So it's just not possible for me. I'm just not earning enough. Another lady who said, I get really angry because I feel like I should be able to attend some of the events that I need to be seen at to get booked for the bigger speaking gigs, but I just can't do it at the moment because I think it was something like I'm building a house or something like that. I've got this big building project going on. And I said to both of those ladies, I said it kindly, you're making a choice. And that choice is yours to make. And it's great that you're making that choice, but you are making a choice about your business and how you spend your money at the moment, which means that you might need to wait a little bit longer because you don't have the budget, or you don't want to allocate the budget at the moment to paying to play. You don't want to be at those events where you're going to meet the right kind of people. So that's fine, but it is a choice that you're making. And that can be quite an uncomfortable conversation to have. Somebody popped up, and it was one of only a very few people. He said, Janet, I really agree with you, and this is why. He said, when you're running an event, and like you have an established audience, so you have a decent sized email list, you have a decent sized following on social media, you have a decent number of listeners to your podcast, then actually, when somebody wants to speak at your event, they're essentially asking you to give them a platform, and they're essentially asking you to give them access to your audience, the audience that you've spent many years building up. So when you say to them, look, I don't think you're ready to speak at my event, but why not come along as a delegate so you can understand more, you can experience it, you can meet me and the team, and you can get a sense of what you need to do for next year. What they're essentially saying is, I want to take from you, Janet. So I want to take your audience. I want to take your influence. I want to get all the benefits of that, but I don't want to give you anything. I don't want to give you any of my time. I don't want to give you any of my money. I don't want to give you any of my energy and my resources being at that event and being part of it and being part of that community. I just want to take. I just want you to give me a spot on your stage so I can get the glory of speaking at an event so so I can get the profile, I can get access to your audience. I just want to take, I don't want to give. Now, I thought that was a really, really interesting way of looking at it. And I said to this guy, what you've just said there is kind of what I feel, but I couldn't say, I just couldn't express it. I couldn't put it into words. But so pay to play, for me, it's a philosophy. It's a way of thinking. It isn't actually about the money. What pay to play is about, it's recognizing that if you want, you've got big goals in your business and you've got places that you want to get to in your business, that actually you may well need to invest. You may need to invest your time, your money, your energy in learning, in getting to know the right people, in paying to be part of people's events or programs or masterminds, paying to learn from people who have already done things in their business that you would like to do, and respect their time and respect their experience and not be expecting to get freebies or not expecting that they're going to put you in front of their audience if you don't yet have the right experience, or without even bothering to go along to an event or meet them or build that connection with them. So I hope that that challenges you to think about this issue in a different way. So for me, pay to play, I'm just going to repeat that because I think it's really important. It's not actually about spending the money. It's about a philosophy, a mindset, which says, actually, if I want that big thing to happen for me, I need to put in the time and the effort and the resources. And if that means I have to pay for a ticket to go to an event to meet the right people, if that means that I have to buy somebody's program or be part of their membership so that I can show my commitment, I can show my appreciation for what they're doing, I can get access to them maybe to ask some questions or just so that they know who I am, then that's what I need to do. So I hope that really clears it up. If you're somebody that saw that LinkedIn post, I thought it would be worth sharing both the story behind it and also my pay-to-play philosophy. So what I want to do now is share with you my pay-to-play journey over the last 3 years. So back in 2015, when my online business was just getting off the ground, I had three big goals. So my first goal was that I wanted to secure high-profile speaking gigs, and I wanted to do it internationally. I also wanted to secure some high-profile guest spots on podcasts, and I just wanted to connect with influencers in the industry because I knew that that would help me with my goal of speaking on big stages and speaking internationally. So I set about thinking, how am I going to do this? Now, to put it into context, I've always been a speaker, I've always done speaking, but I think over the last 3 years, I've grown. I'll talk a lot about this as we go, but I've always been a competent person. Put me up on a stage, I'm confident, I can deliver material in a concise and generally quite engaging way. But I think even I didn't realize at the start of my journey, I thought I was better than I was, basically. And what I've learned along the journey is that I did need to invest time, energy and money in becoming a better speaker and getting to know the right people in order to make my dreams happen. So back in September 2015, I thought, right, okay, I want to get myself on some high profile podcasts because I want to increase my visibility. And at the time, I was really keen on getting onto Chris Ducker's podcast. So if you don't know Chris Ducker, he's a serial entrepreneur, but online marketing, has a big membership community called the Youpreneur Community. And I've actually had him on the show twice, episode 90 and also episode 233. So I was really keen to get on Chris's podcast because I loved his podcast and I felt like Chris had a big audience and that could get me in front of the type of people I wanted to get in front of. So I'm pretty good at pitching and I've pitched myself onto quite a lot of podcasts just by sending a good pitch, because obviously with 18 years experience in journalism, that's one thing that I'm pretty good at. So I did my usual pitch. I listened to the show. I knew it quite well. So I was able to actually pitch something that was quite spot on and quite relevant. And Chris did email me back, but he said, I don't generally have people on the show that I haven't met in person. So I'd really like to meet you in person first. Are you going to be at New Media Europe? It's this event that I'm speaking at in Manchester in September. Are you going to be there? If you're going to be there, perhaps we can grab 5 minutes and we can chat a bit more about this. So this presented me with a bit of a dilemma because I had seen this event, but I was kind of at the start of my online journey, if you like. And, you know, I knew the cost of the ticket plus the train fare plus a couple of nights in a hotel. It was not going to be cheap. But I thought, well, Chris has said to me, like, you know, I'd love to meet you in person. Are you going to be at this event? I quite fancied this kind of event because it sounded like, you know, a few days just hanging out with other online marketing geeks. It sounded really good. So I decided to go to the event. And at the time, actually, it was a bit of a stretch for me. I did worry slightly because it felt like a big investment, but I felt like the return on investment would be big for me. So booked my ticket. And then I heard that Chris was starting a membership community called the Youpreneur Community. And I thought, well, I really want to show Chris my commitment, my appreciation. He's just starting this thing out, so he's going to notice that I'm a member and he's probably going to remember me. So I'm going to join now. So a few more hundred quid, I think it was £300 or £400 to join his membership community. So then as we got closer to the event, he announced that he was going to be doing an informal meet for the first members of Youpreneur in the UK. It was going to happen across from the hotel where the event was going to be. It's going to be a small informal thing. So I thought, brilliant, it's a chance to talk to him, get to know him a little bit more. So off I went. I went to this meetup. There were about 10 or 15 of us. We ended up having a kind of informal masterminding session. So we all got to talk about our business and got feedback from Chris and some of the others. And that was great. And then the following day, I sat down for 5 or 10 minutes with Chris at the event after I'd heard him speak. And he said, yes, okay, you can come on my podcast. So by that stage, I'd spent quite a bit of money and a bit of time, but actually I was getting loads of other benefits. This Youpreneur community I joined, I'm still friends actually with lots of members that I met at that very first meet, at that very first event. It's become my kind of network and you know, it did pay off for me. Now something else happens at that event, or a couple of other things actually. So the first thing was I decided I wanted to speak at that event the following year. So I thought to myself, okay, what do I need to do in order to do that? So I thought, right, I do need to get to know the organisers. So I made it my business at the event to kind of introduce myself and make sure they knew who I was. And it was quite a big event. The other thing was that Chris, when we were chatting, he said to me, look, I've got this really great event that I run in the Philippines. It's coming up next March. It's a very small event. I only have 60 delegates. It's 5 days in the Philippines and have these really amazing online influencers. And I just think you would get so much from being at this event. It's not like any event you've been to before. You'll get to sit at breakfast with them, go to dinner with them, just chat informally. I just think that you would benefit so much from having the opportunity to pick the brains of these people out in the Philippines, to meet lots of other online business owners. Because I was saying to him that, you know, at the time, it felt like there weren't many people doing what I was doing at the level I was doing it at in the UK. So Chris persuaded me to go to Tropical Think Tank, which is his 5-day mastermind in the Philippines. Now, I'm going to give you the figures later as to what I've spent, but the reason I'm not sharing them now is I think it's almost irrelevant. It's actually about the investment. So it was a little bit scary because it's the most expensive training or development I've ever signed up for. But I signed up to go to Tropical Think Tank. So let's fast forward now to 2016. So March, I went to this event, Tropical Think Tank, 5-day business mastermind in the Philippines. And truly, it was just life-changing for me. Not only did I get to spend like 5 days in a beautiful place with other online entrepreneurs and, you know, problem-solving, helping each other out, coming up with ideas, but I also got to meet some people in the industry, apart from Chris, who are doing really well, who have really successful online businesses, making a lot of money, to pick their brains, to get their ideas. And so some of the people that I met was, so Matthew Kimberley, the sales expert, interviewed him back on episode 57. Lou Mongello, very successful online business owner who's made a whole business out of talking about Disney, basically. Episode 73. Nathan Chan, who is the founder of Founder Magazine, very, very successful young entrepreneur. Subi Zimmerman, who is the Instagram expert. She's got a very successful online business. Episode 47, I interviewed her. And Peter Shankman, who's the founder of Help a Reporter Out and many other successful online businesses. And I interviewed him in episode 53. Now, I'm mentioning that I interviewed them because obviously, if I hadn't got to meet them in person, then I would not necessarily have been able to get them on the show. But the fact that I was able to make that personal connection, I was able to, after a few days, say, oh, you know, would you like to come on my podcast? My podcast was quite new at the time, so I did feel a little bit shy asking. And you know, some of these guys, you know, really do have a lot of traction online. But meeting them in person, I was able to build a relationship with them. And it didn't feel like they were kind of up here and I was down there. I just was able to build sort of genuine rapport with them. And I've kept in touch with all of them in different ways since then. And in fact, although it was a considerable investment to go to that event, I got one idea at that event from one of these online entrepreneurs that I was learning from that actually has made me about 25,000 in my business. Just one idea, just one thing I just hadn't thought of has made me about 25,000. So that itself was worthwhile. So fast forward to June. So you may remember me saying that I had said that I wanted to speak at New Media Europe the following year, having been at it in 2015. And I did make that happen. But also in June, I had earlier on in the year, I'd spotted this other event that I thought I might like to speak at. And it was called the Content Marketing Academy. It was up in Edinburgh. It had some quite sort of influential people in the online marketing space, so people like Amy Schmittau, the online video expert at the time, Mark Schaefer, who wrote the book Known, very, very successful social media expert. And so I looked at that event, and at the time, I guess even maybe a bit arrogantly, I thought, oh, you know, I could speak at that. I've got this specialism. I specialised in teaching people at the time. I specialised in teaching them how to get press and PR. So, you know, I could speak up on that stage. So I started thinking about pitching myself as a speaker, but something did make me hold back. And I think possibly I felt that maybe I didn't quite yet have the right experience. But what I thought I'd do was I thought I'll invite the event organizer to come on my podcast because he'd probably be interested in getting in front of my audience. And then I'll have a chat with him at the end. So I invited Chris Marr, the founder of CMA Live. This is now called Come On My Podcast. And you can listen to that interview, episode 51. And then at the end of it, I said to him, look, I'd be quite interested in speaking at your event. And he said to me, well, actually, we're all, you know, fully booked up for this year, but why don't you come along to the event as a delegate, experience it, meet me and the team, get to know the community, and then you'll know what to pitch for next year. So that's exactly what I would have said as well. So again, I had to calculate the cost of that because I'd already been to Tropical Think Tank and that had cost me an arm and a leg. But I thought, well, the cost of the ticket, the hotel, traveling up to Edinburgh, bit of an investment, but actually, if I get to meet Chris in person, I get to understand his community, I understand the event, I'm also going to get to meet some great online influencers and learn a lot. So why don't I just go for it? So that's exactly what I did. As soon as I got off the call, I booked a ticket. And something I often say is when there's something I want to do. So when I was up at CMA Live, if people sort of asked me about what I was doing, if it came up in conversation, I would say, I'd love to speak here in the future. I'd love to speak here next year. So, you know, part of me being here is I want to learn more about the community, the event. I want to understand more about Chris so that I can put together a really good pitch. And I'm not really somebody that's kind of very woo-woo or into the law of attraction or whatever, but I do think there's something about when you say out loud, I'd really like to speak at this event in the future. So I'm here to learn about it. I'm here to meet people, to understand more about it. I think there's something really powerful about that because every time you say that, I feel like you're getting a bit closer to your goal. So went up there, had a great experience. I met Amy Schmittau, who's now somebody that, you know, I guess I've gained a bit of connection with. I've met her at subsequent events and actually spoken on the same stage now, which is great. But it was a bit of an investment. While I was there, I learned that Chris was going to be hosting some public speaking training with Marcus Sheridan. Now, Marcus Sheridan is a huge online marketing expert, somebody that I followed right through my career in online business, someone I'm very, very got a lot of admiration for. And I actually interviewed Marcus in episode 127. But I heard that he was going to be running some public speaking training. He's a very, very accomplished public speaker, very popular, and you know, one of the highest paid and most popular speakers in the world on marketing and business. So I heard he was going to be running some public speaking training in Edinburgh in November. And I thought, do you know what? If I went and did that training, not only would I show Chris that I was serious about speaking at his event, that I was willing to invest in my public speaking training, he's also going to get to see me speak. So he's going to get reassurance that I'm going to be good because I knew with the right guidance and, you know, with the right sort of support, I knew that I could be good. So I bought a ticket for that and I went up to Edinburgh to do 2 days of public speaking training with Marcus Sheridan. I had to pay for the hotel and the train. And, you know, again, it was a bit of an investment at the time. I remember thinking, oh, God, you know, but I felt that it was going to get me in front of the right people. And it was going to help me to reassure Chris that I would be a good bet to have on his stage. So off I went, got to know Marcus over the few days because it was quite a small, intimate event. And I've actually got a testimonial from Marcus on my website about my speaking. It's pretty good to get a testimonial from somebody who's one of the, you know, most prolific marketing speakers in the world. I've also got a testimonial on my website for my speaking from Chris Ducker. So, you know, those are really good endorsements because I've made those personal relationships. Great experience. I mean, I felt like my speaking just went from, I've always been quite a good speaker. I've always been confident. I've always been able to hold an audience. But seriously, it just shifted me into a completely different realm. As a speaker now, I just feel like I'm completely different and just in a different league. So fast forward then to 2017. So having been to CMA Live, having done the public speaker training, Chris invites me to speak at CMA Live in 2017. So my efforts have paid off. And just another point I want to make about pay to play. It doesn't matter how much I spent with Chris. And it doesn't matter how much somebody spent with me. If they weren't good enough to speak on my stage, I'm not going to book them to do it. So pay to play isn't about buying your way into opportunities. It's about getting you closer to the people that you want to connect with and work with and helping you to do it quicker, basically. Had I not attended CMA Live, had I not gone to that public speaker training, it would have been harder, I think, for me to just get in front of Chris and to show him what I could do and to show him that I was a good speaker and could hold an audience and would be, you know, an asset to his event. So pay to play isn't about buying your way into opportunities because, like I say, as an event organizer, it doesn't matter how much somebody paid, how many events that they attended. I would not put them on the stage if they weren't any good. But it's about getting you closer to the people, you know, the decision makers and the people who are going to help you to get to where you want to get to. So 2017, I had such a great time at Tropical Think Tank in the Philippines. In 2016, I decided to go again. Big investment, but again, I had seen a real return in investment, both in terms of the relationships that I'd made, but also actually financially, I'd made a return on investment from the things that I'd learned. So went back to the Philippines in March. I got to meet Jeff Goines, who's an author and has a hugely successful online business, teaching people how to be writers. Mike Vardy, I met, the productivity expert, interviewed Jeff back in episode 175, Mike 157. I've since caught up with Mike at various other live events and you know, been great to sort of build a relationship with him. Grant Baldwin was another one I met. So Grant is a public speaking expert, episode 165. He's been on my podcast. I've been on his podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing him at an event later in the year, which I'll tell you about later. I got to meet Carrie Wilkerson, who's the Barefoot Executive, very successful coach and author. And I really think there's something about spending time with people who are ahead of you in their business. They've achieved lots of the things that you want to achieve already. So when you ask them a question, when you get to sit down with them, and as I did at this event, we masterminded with them, it can just blow your mind, like, because they've already been there, they've done it, they've got the solution, they've got the ideas for you. And so for me, spending time with these kind of people really helps you to up your game and is worth absolutely every penny. So fast forward to June, spoke at Content Marketing Academy. I also spoke at an event there called Social Day. So I got to know Andrew and Pete, who are content marketing experts, and I met them at several events over the year and sort of built more of a relationship with them. Also built a relationship even more deeply with Marcus Sheridan because he was also speaking at that event, and that was really great. Now I did actually get paid to speak at CMA Live, but I went up a little bit early to practice my talk, and I wanted to kind of, you know, be part of the community. So I probably, you know, didn't make an awful lot out of that. But again, expanding my network, getting me more visible. When it comes to speaking in particular, once people start seeing your name on speakers list, because basically event organizers, when they're looking for speakers, they often look at who's speaking at other events. So when you're first trying to build your profile as a speaker, it is about just getting seen in the right places. So I started to notice at that stage that I started to get approached more because people were obviously seeing my name listed on events like CMA Live. So November last year, 2017, so this is 2 years on, or just over 2 years on from my first meeting with Chris Ducker in that hotel in Manchester. And I feel like this is almost like the pinnacle, if you like. So I set out with this mission. I wanted to speak on big international stages, wanted to connect with online influencers. So in November 2017, so 2 years after I sat down at the event with Chris Ducker, I spoke at Chris's live event, the Youpreneur Summit, in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. Amazing, amazing stage, amazing, amazing audience. On that stage as well were people I'd admired for years. So people like Amy Schmittel, video marketing expert, Pat Flynn of the Smart Passive Income podcast. I never would have dreamt that I would have got to share a stage with somebody like that. Matthew Kimberley, the sales expert, who's also an amazing speaker. And John Lee Dumas, who is the founder of the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. If you don't know him, he's a hugely successful podcaster who's made a hugely successful business out of a daily podcast show. So when I came off the stage at the Youpreneur Summit, I really felt like things had really shifted for me. So my journey of two years trying to get to this particular goal of speaking on big international stage, it felt like it was just starting, and people were starting to notice me and see that I was a good speaker. And all because I feel I had invested, I paid to play. So I had invested in training, I'd invested at being events, I'd invested in getting myself around the right kind of people. So my pay-to-play philosophy was really paying off. So fast forward to this year, 2018. Now in March, I paid to play, if you like. So I went out to San Diego because I wanted to go to Social Media Marketing World, because that's an event that I'd love to speak at the future. And I thought, if I want to get booked to speak there, I think the best thing I can do is get myself out there and see what the event's like, to try and meet some of the organisers or speaker bookers. And I mean, it's a huge event. It was actually really hard to do that at the event, but I did manage to connect with lots of people that I've up until that point had only kind of had a relationship with online, and there were sort of so many benefits from being there. But in terms of my speaking, so remember I started by sharing my speaking goals back in 2015, wanted to speak on big stages, wanted to be invited to be a guest on big podcasts. And well, this year I'll just run through some of my speaker bookings that I've got. So in March, I spoke at the London Book Fair. In June, I'm due to speak at an event in Paris with Kimra Luna. In September, I'm going to be speaking at Inbound in Boston. So it's a huge, big online marketing event in Boston. And I actually got help with my pitch for that particular speaking gig from somebody I met back at New Media Europe in 2015, Phil Pallon, who's been on the show a few times. And he really helped me to craft my pitch. In October, I've been booked to speak at a marketing event in Milan. And in November, I'm going to be speaking at a big event organised by Jeff Goines, who I met at one of Chris Ducker's Tropical Think Tank events in Nashville. So they're flying me out to Nashville to speak there. As I'm recording this, I've got a speaking invitation for an event in Prague that I'm going to have to say no to because I'm doing something else, unfortunately. But that three-year journey, that 3 years of paying to play, is starting to pay off for me. Now, I said that I deliberately wouldn't share any figures with you because I feel like the figures are almost irrelevant, because for me, pay to play is about investing what you can afford at whatever stage you are in your business. But it is about investing, whether you've got £10 to invest or you've got £10,000 to invest. I think it's a philosophy. But just to give you an idea, so in 2016, I spent about £1,000 on going to New Media Europe. 2016, I spent about £8,000 in going to live events, CMA Live, but also my Tropical Think Tank trip. 2017, slightly less, £6,000, because I got paid for some speaking gigs as well. Now this year, I've actually joined Chris Ducker's I decided I wanted to be part of a mastermind group, and that's going to cost me about £12,000 over the course of the year to be part of that group. But that's already had a huge impact on my business. And actually, the speaking gig that I've got in Nashville later in the year is because Chris Ducker emailed Jeff and said, "Jeff, if you're looking for any speakers, I've just had this lady speak at my Upreneur Summit and she was absolutely fantastic. And I really think you should book her." And I know that when my name's come up in conversation, Chris has mentioned me to other event organisers as well. So that's my pay to play journey. Now, I have shared the figures with you, so that probably comes to over 3 years. Maybe I've spent, I know, 27,000, I think I added it up as. But I think that's actually immaterial. It's not about the money. I think it's about that attitude. And I want to just talk about why pay to play is a mindset. It's not actually about the money. So for me, pay to play is about recognizing that if you want to achieve your goals, you need to invest in yourself. And often that does mean investing in online training, maybe taking a course, maybe becoming part of a membership community, maybe attending a live event. And sometimes doing that just because it gets you closer to the people that you want to connect with. So I actually am still a member of Chris Ducker's Upreneur community. I don't really engage with community because I'm too busy doing other things, but I feel like just paying to be part of it, I've made so many great friends and business connections. I feel like it's almost like my way of repaying Chris and thanking Chris for all the opportunities that he's kind of put my way and all the great people that I've met. It's a way of me showing my support by still being a member. Until recently, I was still a member of CMA membership as well. So pay to play for me is about investing in yourself and recognizing that if you want to create these big goals or achieve these big goals, you do actually need to invest time, energy, and often money. For me, it's also about giving, not taking. I get a lot of people who get in touch with me. They want to be on my podcast or they want to speak at my events. And it's all about them. So it's all about, I want to speak at your event because I want to build my audience. I want to be on your podcast because I want to build my audience. And as I shared right at the beginning, that's all about take, not give. And if that's your attitude, I'd say, what gives you the right to speak at someone's event or be on their podcast if you haven't actually taken the time to do your research, to understand what their content's all about, to understand what their audience is all about? And actually, do you have the necessary experience to do that? Or were you just trying to take? Are you just trying to feed off their audience, to benefit from the audience they've built up, from the community that they've built up? So that can be quite a tricky question. And I know we all find ourselves doing that sometimes. We want to take, we want to see what we can get from people. But I actually think pay to play is like, what can I give? So when it comes to connecting with influencers, when it connects with people that you'd love to build relationships in the industry, what can you give to them? Well, if you have the budget, you can give them your money. So you can respect their expertise, we can respect their experience. And instead of trying to get that free coffee or to pick their brains for 15 minutes or to try and spend hours asking them questions in Facebook groups, you can join their membership. You can go to their event. You can become part of their coaching group. And you know, not only is that, you know, I think there's more integrity in that because you're not trying to get a freebie. You're actually respecting their advice and experience. You're going to get better results. So I know that because I pay to be part of Chris Tucker's mastermind, I know that if I've got a favour to ask, I can just ask him. He might say no to me. If there's somebody I would like an introduction to, if there's somebody that I would like to know better, he might say to me, well, no, I can't really do that. Or actually a better way might be able to do this. But because I'm a paying client or customer, I know that I'm going to be top of his list. But if I was doing that, if I was asking for introductions, I was asking for time to pick his brain or just kind of generally bugging him in Facebook groups or whatever, then I'm always going to be bottom of his list because all of us, we have to put our paying clients at the top of our list. And that's really it. You know, pay to play, it's a philosophy. It's an approach to your business. It's about investing in yourself, but it doesn't necessarily have to be about investing thousands. It could be about just buying a book or something like that, or buying a cheat sheet, just something that shows that you respect that person's experience and their expertise. So I just want to share with you just to finish up, if you're at that stage where you feel that you're not in the position to pay to play financially, what can you give? What can you offer? So obviously I've talked about becoming a customer. It doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing. It could be a book. It could be a cheat sheet. It doesn't have to be a massive, big investment. But the key thing I would say is if you can't afford to pay to play in a financial sense, please don't be a victim. Remember that you're making choices. So if you're saying to yourself, well, actually, I'm not going to attend any events this year because I want to spend time at home with my kids, or because I've got a building project, or because I've got other priorities in my life, that's nobody else's issue. That's nobody else's fault. That's a choice that you have made. And that's fine. You know, taking a choice that you're not going to invest in your business development this year because you actually would prefer to be at home with your kids, or you've got a DIY project you've got to finish, or you've got some other training you've got to finish or whatever, that's fine. But take responsibility for it. And don't be resentful. Just recognize it might take you a little bit longer to reach your goals. So don't play the victim. Remember that these are choices that you're making. And if you're at a stage where you can't pay to play because you've got other commitments, then just recognize it might take you a little bit longer, and don't try and blame or make yourself a victim. You've got a choice. Another choice you've got is to actually generate, make more money. So to give you an example, when people get in touch with me and they say that they can't afford to attend my live events, or they can't afford to join my membership or buy one of my courses, I've actually got blog posts that I send people with ideas on how they can generate money. So if somebody says they can't buy a ticket to one of my events, then I've got this blog post, and it's just like really obvious things like, is there anything you can sell on eBay if you really want to go to an event? Is there a quick product or service that you could roll out that could help you to make that £500 or £300, whatever it is that you need to make? I really do believe that where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to be at a particular event, if you really want to join a particular program, if you really want to join somebody's coaching program, if you're determined, there will be a way that you can make that money. But in the meantime, here's some things, ways that you can give, some ways that you can pay to play, even if you don't have a single penny or a single dollar. So give your time. So if there's a particular influencer that you want to connect with, an event organizer or podcaster or something like that, how about offering to volunteer to work at their event for free? You may not be ready to speak there yet or to be involved in another way, but how about offering to work there for free? How about offering to work as a volunteer moderator in somebody's community? That can be a great way to get to know influencers, is actually, you know, to be a moderator, to help them out in some way and not ask anything for it. Just say, look, actually, I just really want to do this because I want to support you. I like your content. You can give them your love, even if you can't do that. So when they put content out, podcast episodes, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever, you can be out there telling them how great that content is, and you can be out there just telling the world, telling them about their challenges, their webinars, whatever that they've got going on. You can be their number one fan. So I hope that that's given you a few ideas and maybe challenged you to think a little bit different about pay to play. As I say, for me, pay to play is a philosophy. It's not actually about money. It's about a state of mind where you're saying to yourself, if I want to get from A to B, I'm going to need to invest, and I'm going to need to invest money. If I don't have money or don't have enough money, I'm going to invest my time, my resources in order to get where I need to get to. But along the way, I'm not going to be looking for freebies or getting the chance to pick people's brains or kind of devalue people out there who already have more expertise or experience than me. I'm actually going to respect that, and I'm going to try and pay for that, whether that's financially or whether that's through volunteering or helping out in some other way. But I am going to invest in myself, and I am going to respect other people's time, and I am going to be thinking about how I can give and not how I can take. So I appreciate this is quite a controversial subject, so I'd love to hear what you think about this and your ideas on what you've been doing to pay to play, what you could do in the future. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me at @Jan_Murray, or you can find me over on Instagram at @JanMurrayUK, or also on my Facebook page, which is @JanetMurrayUK.
Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you're listening right now. And also don't forget about my podcast guide. So this lists all of my podcast episodes to date. They're categorized by theme, so whatever challenge you're facing in your business, then you should be able to find a podcast episode, or in fact several, to help you solve your problem. And you can get that at janetmurray.co.uk/podcast guide. So that's janetmurray.co.uk/podcast guide.